Spiritual Rx, Prescriptions for Living a Meaningful Life by Frederick and Marianne Brussett. Read by Marianne Brussett. The Path of Practice. The word prescription, abbreviated as Rx, has some interesting associations when applied to the spiritual life. As in medicine, a prescription can be a cure, remedy, or solution recommended to correct a disorder, imbalance, or problem. It can take the form of advice or information, which in spirituality is called wisdom. Finally, the word prescription is semantically related to precept or guideline. This meaning can be extended to include a spiritual rule or a set of activities undertaken as part of one's daily discipline. This program, then, consists of remedies, wisdom, and recommended activities for all those taking up the spiritual life. Our prescriptions are organized under the alphabet my husband Frederick and I introduced in our book, Spiritual Literacy, Reading the Sacred in Everyday Life. There, beginning with attention and proceeding to zeal, we identified 37 practices that are markers of the spiritual life. Spiritual literacy is the ability to recognize the presence of the sacred in our everyday experiences. These spiritual practices both support this perspective and enable us to act upon it. They help us move into deeper relationships with God, our true selves, other people, and the whole creation. They are how we live a spiritual life every day. Practice has always been the heart and soul of the world's religions, and it is also the distinguishing characteristic of today's less organized spirituality movements. It can be something as simple as lighting a candle or a ritual as complex as a Native American vision quest. It can involve the spontaneity of a Christian's flash prayers in the street or the rigorous structure of a Muslim's 5-times-a-day prayer. It is Africans and Sufis expressing their yearning for God through dance, Jews studying the Torah, Buddhists doing mindfulness meditation, and Hindus looking for divine signs in common objects. A person's daily practice might include elements of ethical training, emotional transformation, physical exercise, community building, and acts of service. The variety of practices matches the diversity of human personalities. Many of us, however, were raised to think of spiritual practice as little more than a short grace before meals, saying bedtime prayers, and going to a weekly worship service. The problem with seeing practice this way is that it becomes just another entry on our already crowded to-do lists. Practice degenerates into an onerous obligation similar to taking out the garbage or flossing our teeth. A far more useful and rewarding approach is to view practice not as an activity we do, but as the path we travel on our spiritual journey. It is our way of experiencing spiritual reality. This means that everything we do is practice. Walking down the hall mindfully is as important as sitting on the mat in meditation. How a Christian acts at work on Monday is as significant as attendance at church on Sunday. You don't step on the path of practice for a few minutes a day, then jump off to go about the rest of your life. If you want to see how you are doing, look at how you behave during a breakfast disagreement with your partner, in a traffic jam on the way to the office, in your reaction to a homeless